Jordan, that's control for the Black Valley, Black Valley service. On Boomgram to cover repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomdale, Jackson. Excuse me. This is Informinet, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority all times. You can break it any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there this time? The next Boomville Amateur Club meeting, monthly meeting, will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Flat Northern Art Community Center, 106 Carter Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleARC.com. Okay, we'll open up the net to all Echolink stations. Do we have the Echolink stations out there like to check in this evening? Any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations with the check in, please call now. This is N20IQ, net controller for the Black and White Set. Service net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Please call now.
Susan. KD2AIT. Good evening, Dan.
KD2WI.
Okay, we got a couple here. We got KD2AIT and KC2WI. Any other stations at this time? Okay, KA2AIT, giving Jeff and Hulge everything this evening.
Good evening, Dan. This is KD2AIT. Not bad today. Got a bit of work done here, and kind of a busy day. But just about wrapped up. I'm going to be heading out to bed here in probably about 5 minutes. Got to get up early and work on some stuff that I can only do very early in the morning, so... Not much to report. The temperature here was 15 degrees when I checked about 5 minutes ago, so it's cooling down a little bit, but not too bad. I don't know if it's because we've been stuck in sub-zero weather here for so long, but I was out today when it was 20 degrees out, and it felt like it was 50 degrees. It just didn't feel as cold as I'm used to 20 feeling, so I don't know. I think it's we're all getting used to this cold weather, and I don't think that's a good thing at all. But anyway, so that's about all I have to report. So we'll turn it back to you. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, very good, Jeff, on your report there. Yeah, it wasn't too bad of a day out there, really. First part of the day was sun shining, and after, you know, and I had about 25 through the day, and right now it's 16 here, so, and I don't know, what, there's one mile wind out there right now, so that, you know, I don't think it wasn't too bad. But I guess here I want a couple of days. Thursday and Friday got wind chill alerts out, I guess, so... And the last time I lived outside, well, I went to town earlier, it was like snowing. I'm not sure what to do right now, but... anyway, very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for checking in the scene. We'll talk to you later. We're going to KC2WI. Good evening, Pete. How are you doing?
KC2WI. Oh, not too bad. I guess I'm going to have to do something about this antenna. I don't like Nate's radio, but I think it's the antenna. Maybe something's getting a little iffy, although the SWR last time I measured wasn't too bad. The repeater is not too scratchy here. My little radio in the front. I wanted to go out today and go for a snowmobile ride, and I sort of started that thought about 11 o'clock. Well, I started it earlier and said I was going to go out at maybe 11, 11.30 after I did a couple more things. I never did go out until about 2, and that was, I guess it was, I don't know if it was better than not going out or not. I mean, it was, I went out and I rode up the, over to the hill, up Cardin Hill Road and around, and down into Lowellville at the Stewart's and back around. But boy, I'll tell you, you couldn't see anything. On the trail, you know, on a packed, fairly straight trail, it was fine. But in the, some of the places where I went, like up, you know, through the edge of the fields, up the whatever roads there, you go up to, get up to Corgan Hill Road and some other places like a field by Flat Rock and that, you just could not see. You couldn't tell the contours of the snow. If there wasn't a real well-packed, you know, track with a bunch of fairly wide, you couldn't see that. It's just, the light was just so flat, it was just, even flipping the face shield up, it was awful tough to see. So I should have gone out at 11:30 while the sun was really still out, it would have been fine. Anyway, and I see it's snowing out now a little bit. So anyway, I got out, and I have not learned my lesson yet about going when I say I'm going to go. You know, unless you can see somebody shows up at the door or something. Hopefully, I'm just going to get this beat into my head, and the next time I say I'm going to do something like that, unless I get something important comes up, like a phone call that I need to take, I just got to go and come back. Anyway, that's it. Still working on some computers here, and I guess we're going to get another cold spell. I'm going to have to find some more firewood, I think. I'm going to have to come up with maybe another quart of firewood if I want to keep burning wood, which I do. The furnace here works, but it's expensive, and I like the wood heat better anyway, so I'm going to have to scrounge up some firewood, I think. KC2WI.
Okay, Bridget Pete, on your report to this evening. Yeah, like I've been, I'm not going to give you a call quick. I know somebody up between Potter's Corners, called B, who's got firewood. I'll give you some information about that. We got some here the other day from him, and I don't know, his truck will hold 2.5 cord, but I don't know, I'll talk to you on the phone about that. Okay, very good, Pete, with your report there this evening, and so have a good evening. I'll give you a call here in a minute. So, this is N2OIQ, net control for the Black Advice service net. Looking for any further check-ins for the net. Any comments or any queries for the net, please call now. Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. I want to thank Jeff and Pete for checking this evening. So with that, this is N2OIQ now closing the Black River Light service set and turn repeater to other amateurs. Sorry, three, including N2OIQ. Clear.
KD2HWN, is there a net this evening?
Yeah, there was a net this evening, but it's all done for the evening.
Roger that. Thank you. This is KD2HWN.
Okay, very good. Thanks for asking and to like your prayer.
That was my question, too, Dan. The only problem was there was some kind of an interference coming in from Lancaster, so I didn't know whether it was net or not. KA2WN.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah, we had a net, but it was only 2 check-ins this evening, so it was going probably in 5 minutes or so, maybe 5, 6 minutes. So that's probably why, you know, but anyways. Very good, Jack. Have a good evening. M2OIQ.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Same to you and the wife, sir. KA2WN. issue there, but... Bob, I know it's you, but I'm sorry, I couldn't copy a single word. Static is over the top of you. Now, I could be down on my end. We got a long, quite a distance in the Dan was clear, but things change fast. I'll be around in a little while. It'll be out 10, I'm sure. KA2, that is it. Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. I do have traffic tonight for, well, we'll get whoever checks in for the first time here. And it's the Oct-10 report for last month. We like to give a courtesy copy to everybody. Stations, come out, please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
KC2NDU, good evening, no traffic.
Stand by just a minute, I'll see if we got anybody else coming. If not, it's a short message, so as you probably know. Okay, any other stations, with or without traffic? KA2ZNZ for Oct-10. Okay, very good. Dennis, you right? I mean, you can... You don't have to copy it, just listen or copy, whatever you want to do.
Roger, N2WBX, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Number 181 routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, which we sent them in February 1. Going to Dennis, N2WBX, Blake. January Oct-10 report, stations 1062, traffic 302, sessions 31, 73 brick, Mark, KB2KOJ, and he's my assistant net manager on Oct-10. End of the traffic, how'd you do?
N2WBX, correct.
Okay, thanks Dennis. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. N5AOW was in there a little while ago, but I don't know, I think he was having a problem with the static or something. If you want to, try it again, if you happen to be right there, you want to try it again, Bob, go ahead. Anyone else? Okay. Dennis, thank you very much for checking in. Appreciate it. 7-3 to you, and 7-3 to everybody listening. KA2 Zarenzat.